Dr. Colin Reed, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, let me get this right. Emergency department clinical lead.
Yeah, so I'm a consultant in the emergency medicine department at Lancaster, and I'm just the lead consultant that coordinates and does all the sort of boring management stuff as well.
I was having a little bit of a debate with myself in the car on the way here about how do I talk to you? How do I address you? Is it Dr. Colin? Is it Colin?
No, Colin's fine. Colin's fine.
You see, if I was a doctor, I'd insist. No, I would sort of phone up for car insurance or something like that. And they go, hey, it's Lewis, is that right? No, Dr. Lewis, I'll have you corrected there. So, Colin, good stuff. Fundraising by cycling 100 miles, 100, in the Ride London event, which is taking place as this interview goes out now. You're actually doing it now as this interview happens.
Hopefully that will be happening, yes.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
But as we record this, it's 5 days to go. What made you want to take on a challenge like this?
Well, I moved to the Lakes about 5 years ago. I used to live in Leicester and I moved up here because we've got family here and obviously it's a great place to live. And I really got into cycling and started going out with a group of friends on a Thursday night, and we call ourselves just the bike squad. And we go out and we do some cycle rides. And one of the guys in that group suggested that we do this as a charity event, and there are five of us doing it for different charities. I'm doing mine for Action for Children charity. So we've done some cycle events where we've done up to 100 kilometres, and that's the furthest I've been so far, 100 kilometres. But this event in London is obviously 100 miles, and that's 160 kilometres. So it's going to be 60 kilometres more than I've ever ridden in one hit. So it's I'm quite apprehensive about it, actually.
So as we record this, as I say, there's only 5 days to go. Obviously, you're doing it now as it's going out on air, but 5 days to go as we record it. How are preparations going? Has it all been good?
They're going okay. It hasn't really been helped by the fact I've just been on holiday abroad and lying by a pool for a week, so there was not much cycling getting done then. So I've had to sort of hit it hard when I come back, and I've been out for a couple of rides, but I'm only getting up to sort of 60 kilometres. So I've got a few more to go on the actual ride. So I'm a bit nervous, but I think when you do these things, I've done something like this before, and actually the teamwork of it and being with lots of other people and the enthusiasm that they show does a great deal for pushing you on to just complete what you've said you're going to do.
I was going to say exactly when you get there on the day, this sort of, it's not that there's no choice but to do it, but it, like you say, you are motivated and pushed along by people watching and cheering and all the different people taking part. It's the whole thing of the event, isn't it? Makes you want to go on and complete it. So 100 miles, have you got sort of some sort of strategy in place as to how you're going to do this, or are you just going to set off and go for it?
The strategy I've learned is that if you just set off and go for it, you'll just tire yourself out, because I've had one of those before where it became a bit tiring. I got one of these little cycle computers that tells you how many kilometres you've done, and I just sort of watch it tick past, and it is literally 1 kilometre at a time. And if I've done that kilometre, that's behind me, and look at the next kilometre. So do it in short chunks is what I found works best for me.
And is there a big team of you doing it from this area?
There are five of us in our sort of cycling squad from Windermere, where I'm based, but there are actually 30,000 people involved in this weekend cycling events in London, because there's a kids ride as well that you can do on the Saturday with your children, and then immediately after we finish the ride on Sunday, some professional cyclists are going to do the same ride, because it was pioneered in the 2012 London Olympics, this route. So that's the route that we're doing. It goes out into Surrey, it goes up a few hills, and then it finishes on the Mall in London, which will be that'll be fantastic.
Just imagine, though, once you've completed it, the 100 miles is nearly on, you're coming down the Mall in London. What an ending that is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And I think that's the thing that, one of the big factors that will drive me on to finishing it, really.
So there's going to be loads of people, as you say, there, fundraising as well, of course. Who are you fundraising for?
So I'm fundraising for a charity called Action for Children. Their website is actionforchildren.org.uk. And essentially, they support children in the UK that are neglected and abused. They help the families of children with disabilities get respite care and have holidays and things like that. And also, another thing that's quite relevant to my job in the emergency department is that they're very supportive for mental health issues in young people and children, which is something that unfortunately we do see in the emergency department as becoming a much bigger problem, because the support just does not seem to be there. in the community, essentially because of financial cuts. So I thought it would be good to raise money for a children's charity based in the UK that's supporting children with those issues.
So when you told family, friends and colleagues here at the hospital that he was going to be doing this, what was their reaction?
So I've had a very good reaction in that I've emailed out the sponsorship, the website details, etc. And they're all very supportive, telling me to, you know, just go for it, make sure I'm hydrated, make sure I take lots of food with me on the ride. And yeah, it's been a very supportive response. I'm pleased.
Excellent. So the most important question then, how can people donate? How can people donate to your cause?
So the best way to do it is to go to the Virgin Money website, and the web address for that is Virgin Money Giving, and that's all one word, no dots, and then .com. So it's virginmoneygiving.com. And then on the homepage, there's a box that says donate to a friend or charity, and you can search for a person. So if you put my name in there, and my name is Colin Reed, and the Reed is spelled like read a book, so it's R-E-A-D. If you put my name in there, my site will come up and you can click a button and donate. And ideally, if you can gift aid it as well, and then they get some tax back as well. So, yeah, I'd be very grateful if people could do that if they want to. The other way of donating, if you're not internet savvy, is if you want to text me on my trust phone, and the number for that is 07921. 545600. If you just drop me a text and tell me where you are in the hospital, and I'll happily pop along to your ward and take your sponsorship from you. And actually, that will be after I've completed the ride, so I can tell you how it's gone and show you some pictures. So my number again is 07921 545600.
Excellent. Colin, Dr. Colin, I insist, the best of luck to you and the team with the ride. I'm sure you're doing very well now, as we hear this on Sunday. This is also very confusing. The very best of luck with it. As I say, I hope you raise loads of money for such a fantastic cause, and we'll let everybody know how you got on afterwards.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.